This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3181 for Monday, the 12th of October 2020. Today's show is entitled Real VNC Cloud Offering. It is hosted by JWP and is about 4 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is JWP mails in a show about using VNC while out and about.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Good day, Hacker Public Radio community. My name is JWP, and it's been a while since I had a presentation for y'all or a podcast. I hope y'all are all safe and well in the COVID-19 times. Hey, recently I started using Real VNC, and I'm not exactly sure what its freedoms are or not. It appears that it's free and they sell services around it. It uses the normal VNC server command, but I'm not exactly sure what the licensing is or anything. But they came up with a sort of a cloud solution that I find pretty well, and you sort of have to have a pretty good password on it and stuff. So if you do use that, if you do decide to give it a try, be sure you have a pretty good email address, and that email address is two-factor authenticated, and you have a pretty good password. But the way it works is that you set up this Real VNC server, and you connect it to the cloud. And for home use, you can have up to five clients like this, or five server instances like this. And so for me, it was really easy because fortunately I have a iTunes Windows server and a Windows tablet, and then I downloaded Lubuntu, the latest version of Lubuntu, and I had a old Fujitsu thin client that had 4 gigabytes of RAM in it, and one socket with two threads or one socket dual socket thing, but it's got two threads on it for two logical CPUs. And so I set it up, and of course it's not a RAM thing, but a CPU thing, because it's pretty much all 100% CPU. The great thing about this little thin client was that it had a M2 slot, and it had a way to have a internal 2.5 hard drive, and it had a PCI X slot, so I could put a USB 3 connection in the back. So there's lots of connections. You can do all kinds of fun stuff with it. And what I was finding was that I wanted to play anywhere, if I was on the road or at work or whatever. And with this Real VNC Cloud Connect thing, I'm able to, without going through my router or touching any router settings or anything, I'm able to access that VNC connection at home to that server in my basement. And if I have the Windows tablet or iTunes server on, I have access to that as well. And it's pretty simple to install. Unfortunately, you have to sit at the box in order to really get it to work, because you have to go through the sign-in process with Real VNC, and they require you to have graphical access. So I played around for a couple of hours trying to get it to work from the SSH connection from my living room to my basement, and finally I had to go downstairs and hook a monitor up and just do it that way. Alrighty, well, it's we're about the 4 minutes in, and that's my real VNC story. Guys, it's been a while since I did anything, and I hope y'all are fine and well, and I'm looking forward to hearing maybe Tony Hughes talk about something that he's found or something that he's doing. I haven't heard from Tony in quite some time. All right, be safe, take care, wear your mask, and all that great stuff.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.